Thank you for tuning in to A Better Version of Myself podcast. This is your host, Ty Monique. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Y'all, let me just say this before I start the podcast, okay? When you're trying to do something to better yourself, there's always going to be distractions of old things still trying to attach themselves onto you. To confirm that this is who you are, and what else can I get out of you before you become this better version of yourself? Before you step into your new realm, your old version or that old thing is still going to try to get attached to you to see if they're going to be able to, let me just see if I got a little bit of him in me. Let me just see if I got a little bit of her in me. Let me just see if I could just shake them up just a little bit. You know, that attachment always going to be there until you say, nah, I'm good. I'm good. No, this not the version of me, of her anymore. This is a new version. I don't know that person. Click. Let me just say it, okay? But thank you for tuning in to A Better Version of Myself podcast. You guys know, I never told y'all why I created this podcast. I created this podcast, A Better Version of Myself, because I'm just trying to become a better version of me. And I like to talk. So therefore, somebody genius idea was in their brain and say, let's create a podcast, and it trickled down to me. So I'm on a journey. I like to talk. Podcast is here. It could be memories just for me. Nobody has to listen. This could be just for me, a little diary of myself. But if somebody is listening, and if you are listening, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I hope I say something, and I hope I have said something to help you become a better version of yourself. Because I promise you, we get rewards for doing good. Doing good deeds, we get rewards like a little raise. You know, we got a new car. You know, we save money. We got out of debt. We got a new house. You know, we get rewards in materialistic ways. You know. But then when a blessing actually comes, a miracle actually come, I want to be a better version of myself so I can actually catch these miracles and these blessings. Because I've realized I've been missing my miracles and I've been missing my blessings because I've been so excited about the rewards, the small tokens that's been given to me. And I missed the blessing, I missed the reward. Because I'm so excited about this small token. It could be a small token of love. It could be a small token of friendship. It could be a small token of business. It could be a small token of talking to you, just simply saying hey to your neighbor, whatever the case may be. Well, that's it. I've been so wrapped up in that, and I've been missing my blessings and my rewards. And I don't want you guys to miss your blessings and rewards. If you're anything like, you know, mind frame like me right now, you've been excited about the small tokens in your life that when a big thing come, a big blessing come, you don't recognize it. You don't recognize that it's a miracle. You don't recognize none of that because you feel like, hey, I've been putting in the hard work all this time. When it's going to be my shot? When it's going to be my turn? And then your turn come. The blessing and the miracle come. But guess what? You was not in the better version of yourself. You wasn't walking in a better version of yourself. So you missed it. I missed so many miracles, so many opportunities for me. Because I was not in the best version of myself. I was not the best version of myself. Y'all got me on high. Let me drink me some water. Let me calm down. Woo! I just been putting all the hard work. All the hard work, and I'm like, when is my train gonna come? When my big break gonna be here? That's that miracle. And the only way we could get there is we keep moving forward. We keep moving forward. So, y'all, let me say that again. Just because somebody don't say something, don't mean that they don't know. And I'm that type of person. I might not speak on everything that you do. I might not speak up on everything that I see that you do. But that does not mean I do not know. Like, so many people in my life really played me for naive. because they feel like just because I didn't say nothing about it at that time, or I didn't say nothing about it, period, that I don't know. At the same time, they don't even know that I'm actually processing this. Processing it. So I was in, story time. I was in a relationship and eventually he cheated on me, you know. But the key thing is, I knew he cheated on me. Like, I kept feeling it. Like, and I felt it because the attachment, he started detaching from me. Like, the attachment was no longer there. Like, you know, when we lay in bed, he used to hold me. Like, I don't want to let you go. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, so it was like that. You know, the emotional attachment, when we would not talk a little, you know, more. And I know in a relationship, you get a little distant, especially if y'all haven't, y'all at odds with each other. Understandable. But what I'm talking about, whoever been in a serious relationship understand what I'm saying. He started detaching from me emotionally. And then he started detaching from me financially, you know. Then he started detaching from me mentally. We stopped talking. We stopped communicating as much. We stopped texting and things like that. Calling each other throughout the day. Things like that, you know. And then after so much, he started detaching physically. Our sex started, you know, dwindling down. It wasn't as hyperactive as when we first got together or after we have makeup sex. You know, you get that little boost, like, come on. Like, it really started trickling down. I started noticing the trickle down. But when I noticed, it wasn't the fact, I didn't notice it then. But then when I realized that, at some point I realized, okay, all these things was detaching from me. And so I started going through the phone, you know, didn't really see much, things like that. I'm like, okay, well, then I had to study him. Yeah, all this time, like, I'm like, if I have this feeling, then something is happening. That's what I'm thinking, like, something is happening. I don't just get this feeling just because, and it kept on bothering me. So I started going through the phone, and then when I started going through the phone, I didn't see much, you know. But then I got an epiphany. Tyra, just watch him. So I'm going through the little materialistic things, going through the phone, checking the time when he get home, checking, you know, see if he at work, he not at work, driving by, you know, just doing all that. Watch him. Watch him. Watch his actions. Watch his behavior. Watch the way that he talk. Watch the way, you know, he responds. Watch all this. So I started watching him. And then I started putting everything together. I'm like, okay, he cheated on me. I know he is. He did something. I don't know what he did, but he did something. And so one day, I had the passcode to this phone. And then one day I tried to check his phone. He changed his passcode. I didn't say nothing about it because it wasn't nothing to be said about it. Oh, yeah, I tried to go through your phone and you changed your password. What's your password again? Why would I set myself up like that? You get what I'm saying? That's an invasion of privacy, you know, things like that. So some people, you know, they be like, nah, go through the phone. Look, this is me, okay? This is me. And when I say that to say this, always trust yourself. Always trust your intuition. No, not everybody. You can't trust yourself if you don't trust. I mean, you can't trust your intuition if you can't trust yourself. You can't trust the way you feel, or you can't trust the way, if you get downloads from God, you can't trust those downloads because you don't really trust yourself. And I promise you, if you ask God to reveal something to you, he was definitely reveal something to you. I'll never forget. We was laying in the bed. When we was laying in the bed, it was a special occasion. A special occasion across the world. You get what I'm saying? It was a national holiday. When I say his phone blew up. And at that moment, I didn't need to check it. I didn't need to look at it. I didn't need to do none of that. All I knew, his phone blew up, and that's all I needed to know because I was been in that situation before. I've been here before. And this is the lesson that I needed to learn. Just because I see it, don't mean I gotta say something about it. He know what he doing. He know exactly what he doing. My man thinks things out. I couldn't say the word right now. My man thinks things out. He's not a rational person. I mean, he's not a person that just free will, like free spirit. Like, he's not that person. He's very rational. So everything he's doing, it's to the T. He know what he's doing. So when that happened, that's all I needed to know. And then God started putting things in place for me to actually see. And then it was up to me. At that time, I knew my lesson. My lesson was to choose me first. And I want you guys to choose you. No matter what, choose you. Like, don't get so caught up in the small rewards or the small tokens that this person do. And you miss your big blessing. You miss the bigger picture. You miss the bigger picture. Don't do that. But you ain't got to speak up on everything that you see. You ain't got to speak up on everything that you hear. You ain't got to do nothing. Because then things going to be revealed to you. If you always talking, how can things be revealed to you if you always running your mouth, yapping your mouth? Oh, God. Reveal this. What is my purpose? What is, you know, is this person doing this? Is this person doing that? Or, you know, God, what is my next step? If you always doing talking, how can you reveal something to you? Because then you're not even listening. You got to listen with your eyes. That means you got to keep your mouth closed. Everything that you see, you don't have to speak upon. Take that leap of faith this year in 2024. Take that leap of faith this year in 2024 to continue to move forward. No longer looking at the past. No longer. The past is fun. The past is exciting. You know. But really take this leap of faith. I'm choosing me. Like, in the past, I always chose the other person. You know, I was a people pleaser, as I mentioned before. And that didn't really get me nowhere. That didn't really get me nowhere. Like, so I decided in 2024, I'm choosing me. I'm wishing everybody else the best. Don't get me wrong. So I hope you have a wonderful time. I hope you have a wonderful life. I wish you the best. But I'm no longer keeping those things bound to me. I'm no longer attaching those hurt things to me. I'm no longer attaching those things to me. My emotion is going to be so stable in 2024. I'm going to have clear decisions on it. And I'm going to trust myself so much that I could start trusting my intuition. I could start trusting my thoughts. I could start trusting my decisions. I've done some things in the past that, you know, I wouldn't say I'm not proud about because I did it. But will I have a redo? No. Because those things made me who I am today. It might have taken a little while. Thank you, God. But hey, those things have made me who I am today. So, reverting back to what we were talking about in the beginning, things will try to attach themselves onto you. And it's up to you. It's up to you to allow those things to keep getting bounced to you and start protecting who you are. Like I said, I knew that I lost my confidence when I lost my independence. Check out episode 2. I knew I lost my confidence when I lost my independence. So now I need my confidence back. I need me back. I need me. And the only way I could get me if I get my independence back. And I need my independence. So I'm on the road to my independency. And it feels good. Just this small talking, like right now, I only been doing this we're on a 10th day in January. And I only been doing this for 10 days. Go through the process for 10 days. And it feels good. Normally I would stop here because this high that I'm on, like the small token that I have been given, the small token I have been given, like, I get excited and I would just stop. And I'm like, okay, let me see what the rewards. I'm ready for the rewards now. I'm ready.
it don't matter.